I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia legislature voted on close to 90 bills yesterday during a marathon crossover day session. When the clock struck midnight, the most controversial bill moving out of the Senate would transfer control of Atlanta's airport from the city to the state. In the other chamber, the House passed a bill that would create penalties for hate crimes, as well as a bill that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detectable. Lawmakers continue their work today. The final day of the session is April 2nd. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is coming out strongly against the state's efforts to take control of the Atlanta airport. She spoke on GPB's Lawmakers.
I think it's ridiculous, and I think that it is what I call an act of war. The airport has not been a perfect place, but neither has state government. So the notion that the state can run the airport better is presumptuous at best.
The bill now heads to the House for consideration. Talbot County is asking for volunteers to come to town Saturday to help the community clean up the mess left by one of the 21 tornadoes that struck the Georgia community last weekend. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
While the Talbotton tornado destroyed a number of homes and knocked out power for many, it also ripped into wooded areas in town and left many tons of plant debris on the ground and in the way. Denny Lockhart is coordinating the volunteer effort in Talbotton. He says state workers will take debris away if it's brought to the edge of the road. He says that's where volunteers come in.
Need people that can come out with, pants, shoes, boots, that they can volunteer their services. We will put them to work.
Lockhart says groups of volunteers can check in at 7:30 a.m. Saturday at the Chamber of Commerce at 12 Madison Street in Talbotton. Individual volunteers can check in around 8. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The number of tornadoes confirmed to have touched down in the deadly weekend outbreak across the southeast has risen to at least 36. Survey teams for the National Weather Service found evidence of twisters in Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia, where the count is at least 11 confirmed tornadoes. The most powerful was an E4 tornado blamed for killing 23 people Sunday in rural Alabama. That tornado trekked nearly 70 miles from western Alabama into Georgia after crossing the Chattahoochee River at the state line. All of the tornado deaths were in Alabama, though several people in Georgia were injured. A former Equifax executive who sold stock for nearly $1 million a week and a half before the company announced the massive data breach has pleaded guilty to insider trading. Jung Ying, former chief information officer of Equifax U.S. Information Solutions, entered the plea Thursday in a federal court in Atlanta. And in sports, Georgia's top high school wheelchair basketball teams will meet in Macon today for the 22nd annual state championships. The Gwinnett Heat will face the Houston County Sharks at the Macon Coliseum, where top high school teams are competing through the weekend in the GHSA basketball championships. The Adapted Basketball League includes students in grades 1 through 12. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.